This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until former ratification legislation has passed. Reuters' Edward Barron.
Sitting on a Saturday for the first time in decades, British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Conservative lawmaker Oliver Letwin was responsible for denying Johnson his day of Brexit glory. He brought forward the idea of yet another delay.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that said asking for it was a mistake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they did not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur!
Saying that if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said that Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around an area that killed at least 17 people in 2 days. This is VOA News. At a rally in New York, Bernie Sanders spoke out about his heart attack and emergency surgery and his presidential campaign.
I am back!
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
Hong Kong anti-government activists again asking citizens to join their protests this coming Sunday, even though they risk arrest if they do so. Protesters held a prayer on Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. Police did not approve the protest, saying it was a risk to public order. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis has extended into a fifth month. Protesters continue to try to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent investigation of alleged police brutality. The protest started in June over a now deactivated law that would send defendants in Hong Kong to mainland China for prosecution. A heavy police presence in central Barcelona Saturday, following the worst night of urban unrest in decades. On a Friday, riot police patrolled an area where demonstrators first gathered Saturday. Police hit protesters with batons to regroup them. Heavy police presence was also seen in the front of Catalan's regional high court, where another group of protesters gathered. Demonstrators gathered in different parts of Catalan and the capital on the sixth day of protests against Spain's Supreme Court sentence over nine separatist leaders who staged a banned referendum in independence in 2017. The general in charge of security in Santiago, Chile, has announced their nighttime curfew after violent protests over subway fares. Soldiers patrolled the city streets Saturday as part of a state of emergency declared by the president in response to student-led protests on Friday that paralyzed the city. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Thank you.